I first have to call the City of Franklin's Common Council to order. Madam Clerk, can you please take the roll?
Mayor Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Dabney.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor is excused. Alderman Schmidt.
Present.
Alderman Skronsky.
Here.
Please rise during the pledge of allegiance for our question. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, now turn to the citizens' comment period. Are there any citizens wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Are there any citizens wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Any citizens wishing to speak? Seeing none, I'm going to close the citizens' comment period. And we have a very distinguished young woman with us. In fact, she's the state distinguished young woman for Wisconsin. And we can all be very proud that she's also from our city of Franklin. And my voice isn't as good as it was earlier today. I'm wondering if one of the Alderman Mayer, Alderman Danbury, can help me read the proclamation. Alderman Danbury?
Sure.
Okay, over here.
City of Franklin, whereas the Distinguished Young Woman Program is the largest and oldest national scholarship program for the high school girls that promote and reward scholarships, leadership, and talent. And whereas the Distinguished Young Woman Program inspires high school girls to develop their full individual potential by encouraging continued education, developing self-confidence, and showcasing excellence in academic achievement, physical fitness, performance skills, communication, and by creating opportunities to inspire the lives of others. And whereas Asa Berry, the senior at Franklin High School, represents Franklin at the Distinguished Young Women State Program on August 3rd, 2013, where she was named and Distinguished Young Woman of Wisconsin for 2014. And whereas Asa was also the overall scholastic winner and received the preliminary awards in the area of interview and self-expression. And whereas ASA parents, all the former Distinguished Young Women, the Distinguished Young Women Scholarship Committee, and the community are proud of ASA's achievements. Now, therefore, I, Thomas M. Taylor, Mayor of the City of Franklin, do hereby wish to acknowledge and congratulate Asa Berry on her achievement of becoming the 2014 Distinguished Young Women of Wisconsin and wish her continued success in her future ahead.
First of all, I would say that I had heard, because as you know, I was down at the contest in South Milwaukee, I don't know if it's supposed to be revealed or not, but your scores, your academic scores, were just off the charts. I mean, this is one smart young lady we have here. And just on that alone, I think she's deserving of a round of applause. Thank you.
Congratulations.
If there's anything that we can do, just let us know. And we know this young lady, too.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Get used to it.
Well, I think she is already.
Yeah. Right.
Thank you. She was first in her class at Franklin. So, very proud.
You have in your packet, I did this, the chief wouldn't bring this forward, but sometimes I think it's a good thing to brag about the accomplishments of your departments are the board of directors of this corporation. As you can see, the report that is in your packet is a glowing report of how our police officers, our chief, and our command staff handle that facility. I think the facility is now going on, about 10 or 12 years? And there might be just a couple little cracks and things like that, but our command staff really does a terrific job of keeping that up, that facility. So I, too, think they're deserving of a round of applause for me. Thank you. All right, we have item C. Is there any questions or comments on the letters?
No. Great job.
Approval of the minutes, regular meeting of August 20th, 2013.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? I have some discussion. On the item G8, Victory Creek Trail Development Project, I did get a copy of the digital copy and listened to the audio of the discussion surrounding that. I just want to point out a couple things, and that's that the motion said Alderman Wilhelm moved to direct staff to prepare and go out for sealed bids as previously directed. I had a conversation with Jack Bennett today because I don't recall that there was any direction to go out for sealed bids prior to this. And given that the executive branch of the city was called into question, meaning me, I just wanted to be clear that the motion that Alderman Wilhelm brought forward here and passed out to all of you had to do with directing the staff to contact the Department of Natural Resources to indicate that number one was the preferred trail. It wasn't the only trail, but it was the preferred trail. And then there were some issues regarding why this was moved to the Plan Commission. Again, I set the agenda for the Plan Commission. I am the CEO of the executive branch. The Plan Commission has been taking up trails. We have the Complete Streets and Connectivity Committee that's been reporting out all the time at the Plan Commission. And there were, for one, I have the landscape architect for the Milwaukee County Parks that sits on the Plan Commission, who has built some of the best trails in Wisconsin. And I personally wanted to get his opinion because there were a number of safety issues that were raised regarding standing water on those trails. And so, just so you know, at the Plan Commission, I actually advocated and fought for trail number one over the objections of some of the others on the Plan Commission. But the motion as put forward would indicate that the staff had been directed to go out for sealed bids, and that is not a fact. It's this last motion where they were. Alderman Wilhelm?
I have the motion in front of me, and my intention was for that direction to take place. So the motion was Alderman Wilhelm moved to direct staff to inform the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources that alternative one for the Pleasant View Victory Creek Trail is the city's preferred trail location, and to direct staff to perform all necessary steps to construct the trail within or near the timeline of the grant application, including but not limited to field locate and engineer the actual location, prepare and submit the DNR and Army Corps applications and the natural resource special exception, prepare the bidding documents, move forward with the bridge upgrades, and that motion was passed. So, the reason why I put perform all necessary steps and including but not limited to and then bullet point those items because we had a previous motion and it wasn't moving forward. So I was trying to be as direct and clear as possible, and then I found out that this motion didn't really get to staff. So I was kind of concerned on where it was going, and that was why it came back, and that was why that as previously directed was in there. It wasn't, the exact go out for, but it was part of, not limited to, and including. So I felt it was pretty well covered.
Yeah, and as many of you know, I've been around government or been involved in meetings where the minutes have been taken. And minutes, they may not mean much now, but usually what happens is they come back in political documents or campaign flyers or whatever. And I want to make it crystal clear that the staff of this city and I follow the direction of the Common Council, and we will continue to always follow the direction of this Common Council. And I'll be willing to debate that with anybody, anywhere, anytime. So with that, there's a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Let's see. Yes, Alderman Wilhelm?
Did that tape of that meeting ever get posted? Because I know there was a problem with putting the minutes up of that tape. Did it ever get...
I think I received it on the following Monday. Had I received it a little bit earlier, I was contemplating vetoing the motion.
The question was, did the minutes or the tape get posted on the website because they were having problems posting that particular set of minutes?
Alderman Wilkowski. Madam Clerk?
The minutes of the tape are sort of two different things. There's minutes, and then there's the tape.
The recording.
Recording, which we plugged in. Correct. I believe it was up there on Monday.
Yes.
When Lisa returned.
Okay. It got fixed. I was just curious because I didn't check it at all.
The motion passed, I believe. Okay. I just wanted to add one little other thing, and I just said it before with the people that were here because a anonymous flyer went out, and so they came down on a nice sunny afternoon where they could be in their backyard having a bratwurst or something. And we are, everybody knows, we've entered the election cycle again, and things go out there, but you know, just because people throw things out doesn't mean they're not going to be challenged. I, for one, am going to be challenging anything that I see being incorrect or not accurate. Item G, reports and recommendations, consent agenda. Is there any requests for separate action? If not, is there a motion to approve items G, 1, A, B, C, and D?
So moved.
Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 2, police station video system upgrade to an internet protocol, IP network. My understanding is the Technology Commission. This went before them, and they're recommending approval. So.
Yes, that's correct. Your Honor, my voice is not any better than yours is tonight. Actually, I'm doing worse, so sorry about that. But this did come before the Technology Commission last week, and the Technology Commission was in favor of putting this forward. It does entail some safety issues, some issues that certain things would be lost or missed that could come back later and be liabilities for the city and for safety. So the Technology Commission did move to in favor of this, putting this forward.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve?
Second.
Second.
Is that moved and seconded? Any further discussion?
Need a motion? Motion to authorize to proceed with the project and approval of the capital improvement fund budget amendment for the increased cost in support of the police station video system upgrade to an IP network.
Is there a second?
I second.
All right. City Attorney, then Mr. Roberto.
I think Mr. Roberto would advise the council that a budget amendment ordinance will, if the council adopts this motion, will before the council at its next meeting. My only comment is there's no quote contract.
Right, and so the motion that's on the floor is appropriate?
Yes.
Okay. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Another terrific presentation. Hey, by the way, as I have you and the fire chief, I just wanted to, and Mr. Bennett, just want to thank all of you for the great job you did at St. Martin's Fair with the large crowds that we had out there. I mean, that's the calmest, coolest crowd I've ever seen. I think it had a lot to do with all of you. So thank you very much.
Great compliments.
Okay, item three, authorization for emergency repair of Fire Department Engine 3. Fire Chief had called me, and one of those calls you go, oh, well. But I said, yeah, let's bring it into the council and give them the lowdown on where we are and everything. So, Chief?
Well, we sent Engine 3 in because it had an oil leak. They found that problem. They were able to repair it. While it was there and while it was out of service at the technician, we had them check the pump packing, which is, it's similar to a bearing. It's what keeps the water in the pump, basically, and keeps it from leaking out. During the course of that investigation, he found that there was a major bearing failure in the pump that did damage to the pump shaft, the impeller, and eventually the housing of the pump. It's lucky we found it this way. Had it failed catastrophically while we had firefighters in a structure or something, that could have been a lot worse. Nonetheless, we looked at options. They said there is still a possibility that they can repair it, but in talking with the people at the pump manufacturer, there's no guarantee of how much gallons per minute that pump would be able to provide. It's rated at a certain number of gallons per minute. That's the way we spec out our engines when we purchase them. To some degree, it also impacts insurance ratings for businesses in the community because their ISO rating is in part determined by how much water our pumps can flow. So that prospect made us nervous. This is a 1,750 gallon per minute pump. If they can't guarantee that it's going to flow more than 1,100 or 1,200, that would be a problem for us. So we are probably looking at complete replacement of this pump. You just probably saw the battalion chief take me aside. We did get a final number for that, and it's slightly over the $25,000. Grand total would be $26,700, worst case scenario.
Chief Remington, you said something to me over the phone that I don't know if I got it right or not, but this engine truck, if we take care of it, what you said may last between 15 and 20 additional years or something.
This particular engine was purchased in 2002. It's scheduled for replacement in 2027 currently. I mean, other factors can...
Okay. Alderman Wilhelm and Alderman Skarsky.
So are you, you're upping that just a little bit for the 26.7 to cover that?
There is still some money in our vehicle repair budgets. Last I checked, around $6,000. We can't absorb this entire cost, but we can absorb some of it. So I guess that would be up to if we want to amend that to pay for the entire. At the end of the year, we'll look at all our budget lines, and we may not be this far over.
Well, I was just prepared to make the motion and let you figure out the details later. I don't know why we can't do it that way. So I'll make the motion to authorize the emergency repair of Engine 3, oversight by the fire chief for an amount not to exceed $26,700, and directed the finance department prepare a budget modification if one becomes necessary.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Alderman Wilhelm, are you done? Alderman Skronsky and then Alderman Mayer.
No, I would say rather than deplete what they have remaining in their budget, pay for this whole repair. That gives them that necessary need in case something else goes on another engine or a truck that you have it there. You don't have to come back. It's more prudent. Pay for this repair in full and then get it off the table because that piece of equipment is more valuable. And then you know you've got a new piece of equipment inside of it rather than a repair and it could have something else on. So I agree with the chief's decision.
Okay. Alderman Mayer and then Mr. Wilbur.
Yeah, this is a frontline engine right now. Yes, Chief. Which stations is that?
Station 3.
Okay. And without it, what are we risking?
Well, the arrangement we have now is we're running with our truck out of Station 3. The truck has the big aerial ladder on the back. It's slower. It carries less hose. It carries significantly less water. It's going to take a longer time to get there. And as you all know, this is, or hopefully I made it clear in previous meetings, this is contingent that that crew's in that quarters when that fire call comes in, which there's no guarantee of that with our EMS volume, what it is. So it, we can function the way we're functioning, but there is an impact. The other thing we always do is we have Greendale can get fairly quickly to the northern areas off College Avenue, but not necessarily farther south we go, the slower that's going to be.
There's a substantial area of the city where there would be a delay in a fire response from the station that is expected to be the first in at that fire. So this is a safety, a very significant safety issue. We need our fire engines. There's certain things we have to do, and we have to maintain our fire engines.
Motion on the floor has been seconded. Any further discussion, Mr. Levert?
So you probably can't anticipate that, although we have sufficient appropriations to cover this expense now, which is why you don't need a budget modification tonight, because appropriations are available there. But you probably will anticipate seeing this in a budget modification later in the year, and it's also very likely that it'll be moved to a capital expense, because the accountants may want to capitalize this and extend the life of the vehicle if we've got a pump in there. So we'll deal with that. The only thing I would suggest is you might want to just round that amount off to $30,000 so that he doesn't have to bring it back here if it turns out they have to add a little something to it, or they run into something else. That way he's got the authority just to get it done, and there isn't any chance that he has to come back.
I feel that's necessary. I'll change my motion. You just said worst case scenario, so I went with that figure. So.
It's not just the pump. There's the piping that gets plumbed to it. And as pumps are made over the years, some of that might slightly change, so they might have to make other alterations. I would say 30 is probably.
Kid, who's the second?
I was.
Dan, and you're acceptable?
I'm acceptable.
Alderman Mayor?
Based on what you just said, though, Mark, it's possible it could come in under that based on the end of the year budget. Predictions. It could come in under the $30,000, but I fully understand that once you start doing things, once you start messing with these things, other things go wrong, and you do need that. So, completely good with the
separate. Mr. Wieselowski?
And just for public informational purposes, because I didn't see the action chief, obviously there's no existing warranty on this truck, and this damage was caused from some accident that might be
no.
some third price.
Warranty would have been expired pretty long ago. The technician feels that what happened, there's an oil seal that keeps the oil in there. If that is faulty in your car, you're going to notice a pool of oil underneath it. You're going to get it fixed. What he thinks probably happened is that failed, and in doing so, it pulled the oil into the pump as the pump was running. You would only notice it when the pump was running, so there would be no pool of oil underneath, and our people wouldn't have known it. So it's lucky it was caught when it was.
Probably only under pressure.
Right.
That's it.
Okay, motion on the floor, seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Ayes have it, motion carries. Thank you, Chief. Item 4, ordinance to amend ordinance 2012 to 2096 to modify the budget of the capital improvement fund, amending the project line. Items provide $105,000 total appropriations for the entire replacement of the roof on fire station number 1, and provide a transfer from the general fund of $38,000. Just a, it's a motion to approve. It's been seconded. Just on this item, I was talking to Mr. Liberta about a week and a half ago, and I just want to point out that we have a time to time, the elected officials get criticized for excessive budgets and taxation and all that. This city and its councils have, instead of just going out and building a brand new fire station, and I don't know what the cost would be, not to say that one in the future isn't necessary, didn't do that. And they also did not decide to go out and maybe spend 50 million dollars on a new city hall. And so I think you should applaud yourself for being frugal in these types of measures. It's a lot better to try and fix the roof and get the full worth out of these buildings. We had some studies done on the buildings in the past, and structurally they're pretty good shape. So with that, I just this isn't an executive branch thing. This is a common council thing, and so I applaud all of you for your fiscal constraint on these measures. All right, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Yes, Alderman Wilmer.
Would it be all right if we skipped 5 for now and moved on to some of the other business?
Any in particular?
No, I just thought that there might be a lot of presentation or something. I don't think the other things got off. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, we have Mr. Ehlers and his associates are sitting in the audience, and I think there's...
Oh, okay, they don't want to sit here either.
Well, it's no offense, but they're not here without charges.
People back there.
Even though the rumor's out there that consultants work for nothing, it's not true. So I would take it. Yeah, I would move straight on. And that's a... Item 5, resolution approving amendment to the project plan boundaries of tax incremental district number 3, city of Franklin, Wisconsin. I know that the issue came before the CDA, and I believe there was unanimous support for moving forward on this item.
I'd make the motion to adopt a resolution approving an amendment to the project plan and the boundaries of a tax incremental district number 3, city of Franklin, Wisconsin.
Second.
Second. Alderman.
Well, a couple questions. On page 48, there's a date of January 2013 as of this date. Does that date change based on when this was put together, or is that the date we will be going to that will fix all the development freeze in the property tax?
Well, we do have Mr. Harrigan here, and I always refer to him as Mr. Tiff Guys from Ehlers. Mm-hmm. So. Mike, if you wouldn't mind maybe answering a couple questions.
Sure. Yeah. Your page numbers in your packets are a little different than what I have in my project plan.
Okay.
Our project plan?
Yes. 6, ninth, number 3, the first bullet point.
And again, could you repeat your question?
It says that on January 13th, that's the date will be used for the values of all existing development and will be frozen at that time. Is that the date we would be sticking with? Would be that date? Or I didn't know when this was prepared and if we'd have to change that or
well,
that's the actual date.
That's the date that is provided for in the statute. When you adopt your resolution, prior to the 30th of September as the city council, you have the value established for that amended area established as of January 1st in the current calendar year. And if you adopt your resolution after September 30th, then it wouldn't be established until January 1st of 2014.
Okay. So we're working on time to
yes.
leave that date the same.
Yes.
Okay. And then as far as the property order, people that are on the map, how many of those people know or will know we're putting them in a TIF district and expanding that?
The notice that was published as a Class 2 notice in the paper. There was not a separate individual mailer sent to each property owner. It wasn't required by the statute. And so the notification... is the notice that indicates that those individuals are in the district, and the effect upon them is nil in relationship to the taxation methodology. They get taxed in the same way, whether they're inside or outside the tax increment district. It just by including the value inside that area, the distribution of the dollars from their taxes for any improvements that they would make going forward will be retained by the city in its tax increments on for purposes of payment, paying the project costs.
I just, you know, have concerns. It's mainly that district is the district I represent.
Understand.
A lot of them don't know that. And when I put out my last newsletter, there was no posting on the site, and I hadn't. I didn't get the notice until after the meeting already happened, so I wasn't able to inform anyone.
I understand.
And I'm not opposing this. I'm just, you know, those people, and as the mayor's been saying all night, it is election time. Now, not that I've made up my mind if I'm running again, but it's one of those touchy issues where someone finds out and whether it affects them or not. But,
I understand what you're saying.
So, I know I have covered it a few times. I'm going to support this, but I wish there was a better way of communicating with the aldermen. Yeah.
Good. Any other questions, comments? Not. Let me ask for a roll call. Madam Clerk, please take a roll.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Skransky?
Aye.
Five ayes, no noes. Ayes have the motion carried. Thank you. And by the way, Randy Ritter is here, who was elected chair of the Board of Review because of his outstanding intellectual work and reputation within the city of Franklin as an outstanding human being.
Not to mention he's also a District 2 resident.
Thank you, Mayor.
Kind of a guy we like. Thank you very much. Item 6. Dinner sponsorship, Citizens for Community Development Golf and Networking Fundraiser. Alderman Wilhelm.
Does this include any seats, or is this a flat donation? I mean, any elected officials get any seats out of this?
No kickbacks that I'm aware of. No, in the past, back in October, the Fort Franklin Economic Development Committee.
Just one. Tim, if you could please state your name and address for the record.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Tim Tatlock, 3119 West Minnesota Avenue.
District 3, right?
District 3. Under that tip, it's pretty good.
Would you like to make the party that's that was foolhardy enough to try and organize this? Or?
Absolutely.
Okay. Maybe you could explain a little bit about what this is about.
Citizens for Community Development. We are a Franklin nonprofit organization with actually. Can I hand these out? That might help a little bit.
You can give them to Mr. Roberta. Maybe he could give them.
Thank you, sir. We basically have three major initiatives. One is the development of a multi-recreational sports facility and business exposition center over by the Milwaukee Sports Complex. And from the park is our initial effort to try to put this together. We also are involved with business growth, promotion, and community beautification, community and organizational marketing, and public relations. As a nonprofit organization, we also have an appointed seat on the Fort Franklin Economic Development Committee. In the past, back last October, we did a networking dinner, which was actually very successful as an outreach to local businesses that extended not only to Franklin, but to some of the other area businesses as well, trying to promote additional growth to the city of Franklin. What CCD is trying to do in this case is, well, first of all, a golf outing as a fundraiser for CCD, and then a networking dinner to follow, and we were looking to have the Board of Franklin Economic Development Committee as a co-sponsor for the dinner event. I did take this in front of the Board of Franklin Economic Development Committee just this past week. They were all in agreement to support this effort, and then suggested we bring it forward to you.
I have a couple questions, but anybody else? The questions I have is, first of all, I know the great work that you did. In fact, I think I appointed you to the Fort Franklin Committee as the first representatives from the community, Citizens for Community Development. I have a couple concerns. One is that, I don't know about the rest of you, but I, time to time, I get approached by groups like the Franklin Educational Foundation, the Polish Community Center's golf outing, the Chamber of Commerce's golf outing, the Historical Society has an event or barn raising event. And so I don't know that we've actually developed a policy as a council regarding these types of initiatives. Clearly, this would be good for economic development. There's no doubt about it, and that's why people have these types of golf outings. In fact, I just went to one that was sponsored by the Bowery for our American soldiers, and it was terrific. I don't know, a couple hundred soldiers were there. I guess I'd like you to take that into consideration before you vote on this matter.
And if I can respond to that one.
And how you would handle those types of requests should they start coming in. Second, the way that I saw that this was proposed was that it would be the Ford Franklin Committee sponsoring the event versus the City of Franklin Common Council. I think in the past when we have done things like this, it's the City of Franklin that's sponsoring the event. And the Ford Franklin Committee is an advisory committee that reports to this Common Council. But it's not a separate entity, and it's not a nonprofit group. I think Craig Haskins and you folks and Mike Soto have done terrific work. I'm planning on personally going and maybe writing a check. I think it's $100, right?
You're involved or looking to do the golf, it's $100 per individual. It's $380 per foursome. It does include lunch, which is being sponsored by Cousin Subs, Franklin. Dinner, which is being sponsored by Mulligan's, again, Franklin. Of course, the golf, the cart, the range balls, a couple of drink tickets, and so on. My response to the city supporting this effort, we are not asking the city to support the golf outing. We are asking Ford Franklin Economic Development Committee to be a co-sponsor with regards to the dinner networking event, not the golf outing. So it's kind of separating the two. So you're really not sponsoring a golf outing is what I'm suggesting.
What about the $500 request?
That would be as a dinner co-sponsor to help us break costs with regards to the dinner and put out that networking
event. But you're asking the Common Council to sponsor the $500 because the Ford Franklin Committee really doesn't have any funds.
True, with the exception, maybe not an exception, but the last event we did in October was well under budget. We did a great job with that one, so maybe we can forward some of those costs. It's basically the same type of event of what we're trying to do, like what we did back in October. It's just now CCD is kind of taking the bull by the horns to make this event happen.
Maybe I have to refer to Alderman Skronsky, but there were there have been dinners in the past. The last one, other two. One was at Innovative Health, where the Economic Development Commission put that on, along with the sponsorship from Innovative Health, and then
Gus's Mexican thing too.
Gus's, and then with Proteus Packaging, I think one year. And I don't recall if the city sponsored that or if it put dollars forward.
No, there was no money involved in the city. That was all fundraised by the Economic Development Commission, by our sponsors. So we did it on our own.
I kind of cut you off. I did have a third thing. I lied. You put your use to it. And that was, I saw something in there that this would be for Franklin businesses in Milwaukee and other businesses.
Our prior event that we had in October, we offered and invited the chamber, and then the chamber, of course, extended it to their masses. So we had people in attendance there that were not necessarily Franklin business owners, but it was a great chance to network and let Franklin business or other area business owners know what we were all about, the city of Franklin. You were in attendance as well when we did this at Gus's Mexican Cantina. It was also honoring an anniversary for CarMax, I believe.
Yeah, it was great. It was terrific.
So we're kind of trying to do the same thing, but only this time there's a golf outing that's attached to it, which is more of a CCD fundraising effort. Where the networking dinner is not really so much the fundraising end of it, it's more of a networking dinner.
Okay. And I lied.
Which was paid for by FFPBC last time.
I have four issues.
Fire away.
I was supposed to have a meeting with the new parks director today, and he was supposed to come and meet with me, and something got canceled. But one of the things, the top item on the agenda for me was going to be asking him about 51st and Putes. And I've asked the former parks director, and I've asked the former county executive that's now the governor, and I've asked the current county executive about 51st and Putes, and I really haven't got an answer. But the plan that the Citizens for Community Development are putting forward is still for 51st and Putes, right?
That is correct.
But is there any acknowledgement by either the parks or the or Milwaukee County government that that's going to happen?
Right now, our because this is still beginning stages of this, and I'm sure it's going to take probably in the neighborhood of $8 to $10 million for a phase one to even make this work. What we're trying to do is just develop awareness and see what kind of support we have for the effort. But in addition to the sports park concept, we are also we have other initiatives that we're trying to do as a nonprofit organization to benefit the city as well.
Get the word out, the good
correct.
Word about Franklin.
Exposure. Exactly.
I've done. Alderman
Wilhelm. Well, I think what I heard was you ask the committee that you were formerly sitting on, who you have a representative sitting on, if they would support it, and they told you, like they should have told you, to bring it to the council, which is what I think the mayor is inferring. So, what I'm looking at is an organization that is promoting the city and is asking for support to do so and supporting businesses, who sits on an economic development committee and with their representative that is on that committee. I know we just gave $20,000 or something to the Historical Society without a bat and an eye, and that, so I don't know, it maybe the council doesn't want to do a full sponsorship, but it seems like we could do some portion that shows we're supporting some type of economic development here. Are the members of the Forward Franklin, are they going to be involved in the marketing of this as well, or
majority of the marketing and the effort has pretty much been on my shoulders. But Mike Soto, who does sit on that board for the FFPDC, has been actively involved with this as well.
Right, he did briefly talk to me. I saw him at
great guy. By the way.
Actually, I saw him at Craig Hassan's birthday party. So he did mention that he and Lisa were there, and they mentioned this.
And I believe the dollar amount we were actually asking for was only $500.
I don't know. I think $500, if it go a long ways to actually show an effort that we're supporting economic development. I don't know. We don't do much in the line for that. We don't show much support. I would be okay with doing
it. For the record, the printing of all this has been coming from my home, and I'm the one going door to door to door to door, talking to every business owner in Franklin for as much time as I have to invite them to this event.
You know, it just, to me, it kind of seems like a slap in the face. You have dedicated people volunteering their time, using their own print, and going to meetings, and we're like, well, we're not going to help you support the city at all, and even though you have a seat on that committee, tough luck, we're not. That's how it kind of feels to me, so I would be in support of this. It's $500, and I think it goes a long way. So.
Alderman Mayor?
I, like everybody up here, appreciate your efforts. We truly do. But we talked about the Historical Society, and we have matching funds there. That's an organization that's proven its success, and it's proven what it can do. They held a fundraiser last Saturday, which I attended, and it was a great fundraiser, a great summer event. They weren't asking for contributions at that time. I guess I'm just uncomfortable, and it's unproven. I guess if it was proven successful, and you came to us and you raised X amount and you were asking for some kind of matching funds, I guess I would feel a little more comfortable then.
What we're asking for is actually a dinner sponsorship where it would be co-sponsored by FFPDC. And FFPDC, I mean, their whole objective is to offer more observance of what we are as the City of Franklin, to develop economic growth within the City of Franklin, and a networking dinner is one of the ways they chose to do it. The FFPDC wanted to do this every 6 months, because we did it back in October. Now we're looking to do something again, only like I said, CCD is adding a golf outing to the beginning of it and then a networking dinner afterwards. So you're really not sponsoring a golf outing. So, I mean, I know it was written that way. That's not what it is. Yes, sir.
Someone, Dandrin?
Yeah. How many golfers do you have registered for this outing?
Right. I mean, we just started promoting it. So right now we have probably eight foursomes or so far. And then I also have probably in the neighborhood of another eight businesses that want to sponsor a hole or do something in that effect. But we just started promoting it.
This outing is September 19th.
Yep.
You got a long way in a short
time. I'm working
hard.
And it is it's our first annual event, too, that we're trying to do. So this is something we're going to continue to do to promote the city of Franklin, to develop, hopefully with approvals down the road, a multi-recreational sports facility that the city desperately needs. Now, granted, it is a Milwaukee County park. That's why we chose Oakwood to do the golf outing at, because that is also a Milwaukee County park in Franklin.
I mean, I go along with Crispin. We are hawks with our money, and I understand that, I've sponsored a lot of golf events in the past with my company that I work for. I understand what you're asking for. It's a co-sponsorship of the dinner package, and it's what you want to get Franklin out to be able to network and to expose us. And if we don't put our name on this event for Franklin, we probably look like a bigger fool.
CCD would do it without this. We'd just do it on our own.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to include the Franklin Economic Development Committee. We would even change this flyer as I'm handing it out to include the FFEDC and put a link to their website as well, because they just created their new website.
I think it would be the city of Franklin that's supporting it, along with corporate Franklin's EDC arm.
Alderman Schmidt.
We certainly support all your long-term efforts in promoting these ventures to improve Franklin's facilities. But you are a separate entity from Forward Franklin, correct?
Citizens for Community Development has a permanent appointed seat on the FFEDC. So one of our board members needs to be on the FFEDC. So I don't know how you would separate it or put us together.
But you are kind of acting as your own entity and promoting this, right?
We are a nonprofit organization as well, correct?
And this $500 is towards the dinner?
Towards the dinner networking event, defray costs, banners, so on.
Is there and that's all scheduled for the 19th of September, the golf outing and the dinner?
Rain or shine. Hopefully shine.
Right. And where is the dinner going to be?
It'll also be at the Oakwood Golf Course. They have the outdoor facilities there, and if for some reason the rain is, or if it does rain on us, they do have the availability to move us indoors.
It's by the business
park. Mr. LeBert?
If the expenditure is authorized, absent in the other direction, administration will charge it against your contingency appropriation.
Okay. I'll make the motion.
Is that a motion to authorize Forward Franklin Economic? Oh wait, is that a motion to authorize the City of Franklin to become a dinner sponsor of the Citizens for Community Development Golf and Networking fundraiser and to fund the same at a cost of $500?
Yes, and that is the City of Franklin using the City of Franklin's logo on your material.
I can make that arrangement.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, under discussion. Mr. Wesolowski.
Only just for the record, all expenditures have to survey public purpose, and public purposes, I heard, set forth on the record by the mayor, that would be economic development, as well as from Mr. Tatlock with regard to
I would add economic development support to my motion.
Okay, who is the second? And that's is that okay with you,
yeah,
adding that?
Yeah.
Very good. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Opposed.
Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skrzydlewski.
No.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Wilk.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderman Danbury.
Aye.
Three ayes, two noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Thank you. Nice seeing you again.
You too. Have a good evening.
And I did get your email. I'll be working on it.
Appreciate it.
And I'm definitely going to be out at Oakwood because I did okay the last time I was there. I didn't kill any too many trees. So. Ordinance to amend the municipal code to provide for additional aldermanic positions for the membership of the Forward Franklin Economic Development Committee. This is coming to you because I had a discussion with Alderman D'Andrea, and it had a little bit to do with the motion that he brought forward regarding a task force. As you might remember, I appointed shortly after that motion Alderman D'Andrea and Craig Haskins to the task force. I have not received any other names from the aldermen since that date, and that was part of the motion to put forward. And then I'm bringing this forward because one of the parties that currently sits on Forward Franklin has told me that he is not interested in serving anymore, and I've been waiting for a potential resignation from another member of the Forward Franklin Committee, i.e., so there will be openings. In the past, I went through the ordinance that created the Forward Franklin Committee, and in there, the Forward Franklin Committee is responsible for all of the same tasks and duties and responsibilities that the Economic Development Commission was responsible for, including the steering committee for South 27th Street, which was a direct report to the Economic Development Commission. Former Economic Development Commission did have three aldermen on it, and I think the reason that it had the number of aldermen was so that it would have some teeth to it, and that when recommendations from Ford, when the Forward Franklin or Economic Development Commission would come forward, you had kind of the weight that you have with the Personnel Committee and the Finance Committee, that the aldermen of the city elected by the people are coming forward with this recommendation. The other reason it seems like we might have duplication of effort with the task force, the economic or the Forward Franklin Committee, and then the CDA. And quite frankly, we don't have all the staff that we need to accomplish the stuff that we currently have. And if we get busy like we were in the past, we really don't have enough staff. So trying to condense this and put some teeth into it was basically my motive. So I will be very straightforward with you. One of the people I will appoint if you move this forward is Alderman D'Andrea, and the rationale for that is he is in the banking business, and I think he will bring a lot to the committee. And I think the way this is written up, city attorney, is it's up to or adding more aldermen, but it's not specifying the number.
Mr. Mayor, current ordinance provides that one member shall be an alderman, and this proposed ordinance in draft form does state that three of the seven members would be aldermen.
And the other thing is, I put forward, I will make recommendations for appointment. I would prefer that the council itself determine who your alderman should be for the Forward Franklin Committee. There's been a lot of controversy in the past and hard feelings over former appointments of aldermen to various positions, so it might be a healthy thing to do should you pass this. So, Alderman Willem.
Well, I guess I was a little surprised to see it on the agenda. It's like, I'm guess, you know, we're talking about hard feelings. We have a chairman, and I sent him a message and asked him if he requested this, and he said no, he didn't know anything about it. So I know that they're coming before this body at the next meeting, and we also have the TIF thing going on, which probably doesn't play too much of this, but we also have the bid, which on page 2 of their document says they're there to attract new businesses, and then we have the CDA, and I think we better just get our handle on what we're doing here, because we put a committee together, they come with some event, we have a hard time supporting that event. You know, I'm not sure where we're going with this economic development. It's no wonder we're in a conundrum here with the whole economic development issue, because when we have these committees, we appoint them, and then we don't support them. And so now we're combining and we're adding. And I don't know. Maybe it's an agenda item for the committee of the whole. Maybe we need to discuss it, bring all of these committees together and say, look, what are we doing? What do we want? We're going in all kinds of directions. We really need one good, solid direction is, I think, what we really need. And I'm a little reluctant to step over the top of the chairman who you put on there without even knowing it, that this was up. I don't know if he had the opportunity to come here, but I would like to hear his input on what's working, what's not. Does he think three aldermen are going to make his position better? Is he going to stay? Is he going? Is the structure... I don't have the previous structure ordinance in front of me. I just have a draft ordinance to change it. I would have liked to have that. I wanted to ask for that. I didn't have time to ask for that. There's too many other bid documents and all that stuff to read, which I felt was a pretty high priority.
Well, again, the reason I'm bringing it forward is there's been a lot of discussion. It's been communicated to me that you'd like to get a economic development director in place. You'd like to move forward. A task force, a motion to create a task force was created. I immediately put Craig Haskins and Alderman Dandrian on it. I have not received a single request from any of the aldermen for the rest of the task force, and yet the business of the city still needs to move forward. I have repeatedly said for a couple of years that I think we should do exactly what Oak Creek has done, I guess South Milwaukee and others have done, and that's to put economic development under the umbrella of the CDA. I bring it forward, it goes nowhere, so I'm coming back here recognizing that the agent of this body, the one that reports to this common council, is the Ford Franklin Committee, and absent putting economic development under the CDA, Ford Franklin Committee is in control and is the recommending body for all economic development initiatives in the city, including the industrial park, South 27th Street, and all these TIF districts.
Well, I understand that, and I also understand there are short members. So maybe the first thing to do is talk to the chair and ask him, does he feel like having the political involvement is going to be better to get them kick-started or you know, continue up what they started, or... is that going to be, does he have people in mind? I have no idea if, I mean, he's a very successful businessman. He's well liked. He puts a very good face forward for our community. I'm just really not comfortable just running ramshot over a person like that that's put so much effort into what he's doing. It just doesn't sit right. It doesn't sit right on the way to do business, and maybe that's why we have such a problem. Is it's how we do business.
So, I keep hearing that we have such a problem, and yet, you know, when Myers was looking to bring a store to a community in Wisconsin, mm-hmm. we're the first place they knocked on the door, and we are inundated. Have been inundated with economic development requests up until the global collapse. So, if there's, I'm getting calls all the time for economic development.
Well, this wasn't my comments, and I did have the floor. My comments were not about that so much as about the committees that we have together and the lack of support when we do put committees together. And the fact that this committee has been running along for a while without enough people appointed to it, I have not seen any names come forward to me. Now, I don't know if you as a mayor need me to ask constituents from my district or other districts. I have not been asked to bring any names forward. I don't know if the other aldermen have, but if you would like me to bring some names forward, that would be beneficial. I'd be willing to do that. Personally, I sit on an awful lot of boards and committees already. I kind of like the fact that we have citizens that are out there driving this, trying to do something, and I'm not 100% sure that putting politics into that is the best thing to do. I'm not sure how many of us have more time to sit on another board and commission. I guess I should let the rest of the aldermen.
Just to repeat, the former Economic Development Commission had three aldermen sitting on it. The Forward Franklin Committee, if you read the ordinance, assumed all of the duties and responsibilities of the Economic Development Commission. This council has not wanted to put the authority into the CDA. Therefore, all of the economic initiatives for the city are vested in the Forward Franklin Committee. You asked me for some names. I'm telling you that people's terms are just coming due now, and that I've had one person that signaled to me, well, actually told me that he did not want to come forward, but I've been asking to see if there is a resignation letter from the other person. I haven't seen it yet. Their terms have not yet expired, so if this doesn't go through and you, as a council, want to continue with a citizen board, so be it. Personally, I think that the whole thing should go under the CDA, just like it's in Oak Creek and just like it's in South Milwaukee and in the communities where it works.
Maybe we should bring that forward.
I have brought this forward repeatedly. Alderman,
let's just have a little clarification on when I formulated that motion for the task force. I have made efforts to contact probably six or seven individuals, and those individuals, the motion stated that we wanted to place on this task force, which was a minimal task force, just to establish the criteria for an economic development individual. We needed individuals experienced and have been active in Franklin government. And in talking to the majority of those individuals, when they were asked, they asked me point blank, do I have to fill out a background check? And if they were that involved in the community, historically and recently, and they refused to want to fill out a background check. For a task force that's not going to have anything to do but put together criteria for an individual, I was up against the wall because they had to fill out a background check. Okay, I'm new to this. Dan is new to this. The development of Forward Franklin out of the CDA, why did it happen, first of all? And really, the lack of their ability to get anything done in the last few years, that's why they're dying. They don't have direction, or they don't know what to do. I spoke to Craig, and Craig called me today. And I think that we should be talking, not making a decision today, but we should be talking about this and the future of that organization in a meeting poll and not making a decision today on this. It's unfair to have Steve Taylor, who serves on that board, as well as Craig Haskin, who's chair of that board, not present, to be able to at least let us know the hurdles and the tribulations that they've been going through.
Uh, Alderman Schmidt, Alderman Skransky.
Well, go ahead. I can wait.
I too feel I would like to at least see this table to the committee of the whole meeting, that we could at least have the chairman, Craig Haskins, here to discuss further what his views are on this. It seemed to me that I did have one constituent who had been expressed interest in serving on that. It was Matt Cool, who I got to know a couple years ago when we worked on getting a pathway built connecting up to the high school. And he had expressed interest in working on a committee such as that. So I'd like to get to see if he is still interested in filling one of these positions, too. So I just think we need a little bit more time to review this. Obviously, we seem to be going a lot of different tangents here, but I hope we can try to pull this together at some point, but I would not want to do it without Craig Haskins here at the minimum.
Alderman Skransky?
Yeah, well, I guess I'm the oldest guy around here in economic development and knowing where all the items are and how to get business into this community. Being a former chair of the Economic Development Commission. And let's face it, gentlemen, there are business people sitting up on this board. When business comes in and wants to come in, they don't want to go through this commission, this board. And I have to agree with the mayor. The CDA has authority, has many authorities in order to move business into the direction they want to go and to help them achieve those things. Every time we, under good intentions, we bring a board in or do a board, and I'm going to say it right out, I haven't seen anything positive that have come out of those two commissions or two boards. And it would be nice. We're looking for business. Business will come. You nurture them. Get them in, you sit down and talk to them, and you go out and talk to them. They're all business people that are supposed to be sitting on those boards. Why aren't they all talking to people? They're not. I have to say, if you want to simplify things and bring business in here, the CDA would be the best thing because it does have authority to do things that other commissions don't, and help business come in, move things along in a very rapid way, bring it and give the authority to where it should be, and get on with it. I just say that we're just layering things that are killing business and not saying that the people are there. I haven't heard from them at all ever since that commission has been set up. And I think I have a pretty good hand on business in this community. And I got to shake my head, gentlemen. I'm sorry. I think it should be over to one, and like I say, one commission happens. A lot of the communities have it. Oak Creek has it. Greenfield has it. Cudahy has it. And that's the way it's run, and you get it in. So you have a nice, smooth movement on getting things and getting business into this community. So,
hello, Dandrew.
Ken, I don't agree or disagree with you in regards to the number of subcommittees or committees that we have, okay? And I do agree that too many committees slows down the process. And we need to move forward, and we need to move forward fast when an opportunity is at hand. I just don't want to make a decision without the chairperson here and Mr. Taylor not being here, who is on that committee.
I agree, but fine, you know. But then let's move things, Mayor, if I may. Let's keep things moving forward and get things done, because we're not getting things done.
I agree. If I can speak again, hey, we can have a common, we may need a longer meeting than a meeting of the whole to discuss this, but we have to figure out where we want to go as a city. And if it's, combine Fort Franklin into the CDA, so be it. That's what we decide on. But, and we do need that economic development person, okay? But I may have to amend that motion a little bit that, because it's a task force, I might need to make an amendment to say, let's make an exception to people that serve on task forces. That, but that's what we can discuss at our meeting of the whole.
Alderman Schmidt?
Looking at the motion here for G7, it seems to me we're getting a little bit away from the actual motion that was proposed. We quite propose adding up to two aldermen on that. Forward Franklin is what we're discussing now, going off into other layers of not pursue economic development.
There's two potential openings. One, I think, is for sure. And before I fill those with citizen members, I'm bringing this forward. I know Craig Haskins real well. I respect him. I've talked to him a lot. But in all due respect, this is the governing body of the city. And maybe I'm wrong, but I think I've been hearing for the last couple of years that people want to get going on economic development and want to move forward and want to get an economic development director, a community development director. Well, the Forward Franklin Committee reports to this council, not to me. And I've been saying this over and over again. You're in charge of economic development right now. You, the council. In the other communities, and I get this comparison all the time, we should be more like Oak Creek. Well, Oak Creek, it's all under the CDA. Now, my understanding is you can limit the authority of the CDA to whatever you want and have them work on projects, and they can either be totally autonomous or not. But what you had on your agenda for tonight is extension of a TIF district on number 3, okay? Now, the CDA, I'm going to tell you, has taken the lead on leading this whole issue. We didn't have to do this. We did it. And that's why you have this in front of you. Otherwise, you would have no mechanism whatsoever to pay for all of the improvements on South 27th Street. Now, truly, that is the responsibility of the Forward Franklin Committee. When we had an Economic Development Commission, the 27th Street Committee reported to them. When they assumed all the duties and responsibilities, still reports to them. I've had some discussions with the city attorney, and like, are we really, can we do this? Can we recommend this to the council, or is this the jurisdiction of the Forward Franklin Committee, or whatever? All I know, folks, is you have told me that you want to push forward on economic development, you want to get the city moving on this thing. We've got task force, Forward Franklin Committee, we've got a CDA. I would highly recommend that you go with one. And if you're going to do that, put some teeth in it, and teeth meaning put some aldermen on it that are going to come in here and have at least 3 votes when they recommend something. If you don't, please quit referring to other comparisons of other communities, because
right.
My perspective is just going around in a circle. It's all political.
I'll make a motion to table to the next meeting of the whole.
I'll second.
Okay. So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed. One question. On the terms of office that are expiring, should I move forward on recommending appointments, or should I wait until the committee of the whole?
I would do.
I would delay.
Okay.
But I would inform what we're saying.
Inform who?
Inform the
chairman of the committee.
The chairman of the committee.
Okay.
Your Honor, could I ask a question?
Yes.
Now, with this being tabled, are we going to invite the chairman to the next meeting? To
chairman was free to be here tonight.
Yeah, where is he?
I know where Mr. Haskins is. He's got a dinner meeting with one of the chairs of the business development arm with Marquette, discussing primarily economic development opportunities. He had to cancel previous appointment or dinner appointment, so that's why he can't.
Should have let the mayor move.
Oh. well.
You know, I don't want to get into it. I like Craig Haskins a lot. I think he's done a terrific job, and I don't want to see this thing being pitted with me versus Haskins over political stuff. I mean, you know, I've been around the block more than a few times. I understand what's going on here. Mr. Wozlowski.
Only that I didn't think that Common Council went beyond the scope of the subject matter of this agenda item. I understood and was currently thinking what we should have mentioned in that regard, but it does come to the composition of the Fort Franklin Economic Development. If there's something beyond that, there should be some motion to specify whatever beyond that is. Otherwise, it's
Alderman Mayor?
I only ask about the chairman coming because in the discussions, that's kind of where it was focusing. It was either we go forward with this motion or we hear from the Forward Franklin to see what issues there that are preventing them from being productive or whatever. So I was just thinking that I would not like to see this just die with just voting this down or tabling it. By tabling it, we need to bring it back somehow, somewhere. And that might be a good way to do it, bring the chairman in and let him make his presentation, especially since you mentioned that the person you want to appoint brought that idea forward as well.
Yeah, the reason this is here is because there was a motion made for a task force. Alderman D'Andrea said he had asked a number of people, they don't want to do the background checks, understandable. But the motion didn't go forward with the task force. The task force has not been created. Therefore, the initiative to try and get an economic development director is going nowhere. And I have two appointments, one of which is that doesn't want to serve, and the other one, I'm pretty sure, is going to resign. Okay, so I'm getting to the point of filling the positions. So the timing of this has to do more with those two things than anything else. And okay. Can you read back the motion, please?
Well, we did that. We just didn't say
Alderman Wilhelm moved to table to the next committee of the whole meeting, which is September 30th, 2013, an ordinance to amend the municipal code to provide for additional aldermanic positions for the membership of the Forward Framework Economic Development Committee. Second by Alderman Schmidt.
Okay. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Madam Clerk, just take
the
roll. I have it, motion carries. So it's clear, I will not fill the positions on the Forward Franklin Committee.
Correct.
And if other people have, I think the motion read, and you would know this better than me, Alderman D'Andrea, but I thought it said each alderman was to put a name forward for the task force. So I haven't received any names. Okay, where are we?
Just so you know, Mayor, that might be part of the problem. You just had to go over and say they missed that they were supposed to do that, so.
Item 8, resolution conditioning approving a land combination for tax key numbers 753996-003. Wolfville Road East, South Lovers Lane Road, and Southwest Rawson Avenue. Gerald Ritzel. Alderman Mayor. That's your district.
Cheers.
Yeah, is anybody here to speak
no.
about this?
No. Ritzels are not here.
The planning manager, the recommendation from the planning commission was?
Approved. Recommend approval.
Okay. And what's the potential reason for it?
I'm not sure why the applicant was asking for this. It's not in their application materials. Okay. But from a technical standpoint, there were no issues not to recommend approval.
Okay. The reason they gave at the
It's a neat place.
Alderman Mayor?
I'll make the motion to adopt Resolution 2013. Resolution conditionally approving land combination for tax keys number 753-999-6003 and 753-999-8002, approximately north of Waffle Road, east of Southwood Lane, and southwest Rawson Avenue.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 9, resolution authorizing certain officials to accept a conservation easement for and as part of the review and approval of the certified survey map for property located at 11241 and 11255 with St. Martin's Road.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 10, resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a yoga therapy physical fitness facility use upon property located at 9733 West St. Martin's Road.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Then moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 11, resolution awarding bid to the lowest bidder for the installation of water main sanitary sewer on the west side of South 76th Street from West Faith Drive to Chutes Road.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Final resolution directing installation of payment and levy of special assessment for extension of sanitary sewer and water main on the west side of South 76th Street, various locations from West Putes Road to West Faith Drive. Second?
Second.
The moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify. Alderman Dandrea?
I did have one question. One of the ladies that was here at the prior meeting, she was asking about a rate structure. Is that something that would be addressed in the future if we were to consider the interest rate?
I believe that's been referred to the Finance Committee.
Okay.
We won't bill out until probably 3 or 4 months from now, so you have plenty of time to review that, although I've talked to the financial people and they probably are going to recommend staying where we are. But,
okay.
But you have plenty of time to review that because we don't need that until the time we send out the bills.
I know. There's an upcoming meeting in September. So.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 12, final resolution directing installation. Or did we just do that? 13, change order number 1 for the Ryan Road Sanitary Sewer Extension, South 112th Street to the western city limits, reducing the cost by $16,512.
So moved.
Second.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 14, results of the survey for the extension of sanitary sewer on South 76th Street and West Ryan Road, Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, this isn't my district, but I'm going to make a comment since this involves a city project. I was looking through the names from the last time it came up, and the yeses and noes on this project, and it was 9 and 12 the last time, 9, 4, and 12 against. Didn't pass that time, so then we sent out staff and the district alderman, whoever that was, I don't know, and to contact the people that didn't respond, and we ended up with 13 in favor and 12 against, hardly a mandate. In fact, it'd be 12 and 12 if you didn't count the city's own vote in this. And then out of those 12, if you don't count the city that are in favor, as a tie, 12 and 12, six of those people are not even residents. They own property, but they're not City of Franklin residents. I would prefer to give the City of Franklin residents the greater weight than the people that live outside the community. So if, you know, I guess I would, in that favor, I would bump it more that it was more a tie or against than it is a mandate to move forward with this. Basically, it took us twice to even get it tying it and putting the old city boat in there. I don't know. Thanks. It doesn't sound like the people really want it, but I don't know whose district it is.
Alderman Skrzynski and Alderman Dandrea.
Well,
and,
Mr. Pardon?
Only that not 100% sure whether this survey process is now covered by the ordinance the Common Council adopted for the Southwest Sanitary Sewer Service Area a few months ago, or that it dates back to the resolution the Council adopted circa 1993 with regard to survey, but without those right before you now, I don't know that it's appropriate to start looking at who is voting versus what the total of the votes are.
Alderman Skrzynski?
Well, seeing I represent the majority of this area, and Mr. Hutler and Mrs. Hutler are right there and are in, definitely in need of the sewer in their property, plus a lot of the other, the businesses that are there are definitely in need of it. There are a few, yes, they don't want it, but I've been trying to make contact with them, but for the majority, the sewer is needed in that area without a question, and I'd make a motion to approve.
Is that a motion to direct staff? Oh, wait. Motion.
Where's the motion?
Mr. Bennett, which motion is you want us to make?
Yeah, Jack, I can't find it on here.
There's three of them.
149?
Okay. It's a policy decision, so if you want to go ahead with it, just direct staff to proceed and bring back the next step to the council.
That would be my motion.
I'll second it.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
I'm going to vote no.
4 ayes, 1 no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item G15, authorize the purchase of prefabricated timber transverse panels for the Victory Creek Pleasant View Trail.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, it's going to take 12 to 14 weeks to receive the panels for the trail, and it would be our intent to have Public Works set the panels on. These would all be prefab to be set right on the existing beams, and these panels have been utilized within the Milwaukee area. Were recommended by our consulting engineer who did the bridge rating. And it's we had $25,000 in the budget. So the plus the rating of them, which was another $7,000. So there is sufficient funds. It's below our estimate.
Okay. Alderman Wilhelm.
Is that based on this letter that's dated July 1st?
Yes.
Or so
good.
it's 10 to 14 weeks from the July 1st letter?
No, when we acknowledge that. We order them.
Okay. So have you sent them the shop drawings that they need?
They were in here to measure it up, yes.
Okay. When did they come in to measure?
About 2 months ago.
Okay, so they have those. So delivery of materials can be offered 10 to 14 weeks after the approval of the shop drawings. So the shop drawings were approved then?
Well, we haven't approved anything because I don't have any authority to order the bridge, but as soon as they'll get us the drawing, shop drawings immediately, and we'll order the bridge as soon as possible, or the decks.
Well, I understand the need for the financial, but I go back to my motion that you actually did have authority. One of my bullet items I specifically did was right here, and move forward with the bridge upgrades, and that was.
And we have, and we've recommended
July.
The vendor, and it's $14,000.
Well, you just said you didn't have authority to move forward, and I was.
Well, I didn't have authority to buy from Wheeler.
Okay.
You need to make that decision.
I'm going to make the motion to authorize staff to purchase bridge panels for Wheeler for the cost of $14,990 delivered to the site.
Second.
So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Alderman Skrzynski, sorry.
Do we have money in a budget for this?
Jack?
I mean,
we have a grant, and I believe if I remember right, at the last council meeting, the council said they would provide the other half of the grant. I don't know myself where that's coming from. You'd have to ask the financial people.
Mr. Liberta.
The grant is intended to be matched with park impact fees based upon the action of the last coming council. We submitted for a publication a notice for a public hearing at your meeting on October 1st so that at that meeting you can approve the revised plan that is required to modify the impact fee. I will then incorporate this project, which is part of the Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan, and then you'll be able to use your park impact fees for the other half of this, as has always been the intent. So that will be on your meeting for October 1st for you to adopt an ordinance that modifies the impact fee and at the same time brings into play what is in your Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan for use of those impact
fees. We already told the DNR and signed that we were accepting this with match, correct? I mean, that was a long time ago. That was like over a year and a half ago. When the council approved to accept the grant, it came with the obligation of a match.
Yes, that's why I fully anticipate that the government council will likely adopt the ordinance on October 1st to make what you've already adopted into your Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan carry forward into your ordinance. But that step of adopting that change to the impact of the ordinance, bringing the corp into your study that the statute requires for that impact fee, is just another administrative step to carry all that forward. So we got that moving forward. The public notice will be printed as a first-class notice this Thursday, and all the documentation will be available in the clerk's office Thursday.
It was in the budget last year.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor. And seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Try it again. All those in favor? Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skronsky.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Logan.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dander.
Aye.
Five ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. But I was losing my hearing.
Get closer to the mic.
Okie doke. 16, authorization to spend $5,000 to have AT&T prepare a preliminary plan and cost estimate for placing their facilities underground during the reconstruction of South 27th Street from West College Avenue to West Drexel Avenue. Alderman Wilhelm.
I said a question of why we need to have it so close, so accurate. I mean, we have a previous estimate for the $2.3 million. How far off can it be?
I think that could be quite far off. I'm not comfortable at all with that estimate. What they have to do is they have to calculate the cost of moving the existing poles, and they have to calculate the cost of putting it underground, and we pay the difference between the costs. We don't have to pay for the cost of moving the poles because they'd have to pay for that. That's why the advantage of doing this is when they're doing the reconstruction, because we just have to pay the differential between the two. So they have to do two different calculations. And this figure that we have is a figure that was picked out of the sky by HNTB, and I really think, and even they admit, they have no idea what it's going to cost.
So once we get that, how do we apply it? It as a, we go to the DOT and say, this is what we want. How are we using that? What are we doing?
You will make a decision if you want to go underground, and council will have to make a decision based on that, whether you're going to go underground, and that would be paid for by your TIF.
Right.
And then you would direct me to inform DOT that they'd be underground, and they're just really pestering the living daylights out of us, because they want to proceed in 2015, and they needed this information months ago.
Is Oak Creek going underground?
Oak Creek doesn't have to go underground because everything's on the east side, or the west side.
Oh, it's all on our side.
They're paying 10% of it, though,
okay.
Even though they don't have anything going underground.
So you would prefer the first motion, then, with this authorized...
Yeah, you could use the figure, but I'm telling you, I don't trust that figure. And this, it won't cost you anything. If you go ahead with the underground, it just AT&T is real finicky.
Yeah.
They won't do all the work.
Okay, I'll make the motion to authorize the expenditure of $5,000 for AT&T to complete preliminary engineering and cost estimates, with the understanding that said payment would be credited to the underground costs if the project proceeded, including underground utilities and funding by existing TIF District Number 3.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Five ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Nice to see you again, Jack. Item 17. Let's go to licenses. H, licenses and permits. So.
Mr. Mayor, we only got through, because of the meeting of the whole, we only got through the first few. So I'll read the ones that were approved. A new operator, Mariah Foreman, hold for appearance. Operator renewal, Shannon Trapman, hold for appearance.
She did show up.
Operator new, Christine Olgerzelek, approved. New operator, Ashley Trad, approved. And Angelina Galindo, approved. New operator. The other ones will hold for our next meeting.
Second.
Okay. Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. You have vouchers in front of you, and we have to get to them. You have vouchers September 3rd, 2013, numbers 148418 through numbers 148572, totaling $755,670.76.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Meyer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skransky.
Aye.
Five ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. I have included in here, I'm not seeing the payroll amendments on that. Paul, I've got, looking, we had one motion. I'm looking for a second one in the write-up here for the payroll. Am I seeing it? Could be my glasses. Is there another?
Yeah, there should be because the net payroll dated September 6th was turned in, but unfortunately, because we were both in other meetings, we don't have those numbers this evening. I guess I would ask the city attorney if they can simply make a motion approving the net payroll itself, and without the specific numbers being in there.
I would make that motion if it's okay.
So it was
contingent on
approve and ratify. So we'll, if you approve it this evening, at your next meeting, we'll report back. Those numbers.
The numbers are there already.
Yeah, they're already there. It's already a done deal. It's just we don't have them at the meeting.
Instead of ratified, I see it's September 6th. Should be pursuant to the employment contracts and standard payroll procedures and calculations. On file in the Department of Finance.
Jeez, wow.
Which is just what I was going to recommend. Is there a motion to effect?
I'll make that motion.
Oh, was that the short version?
I'll second it. Okay. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skransky. Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skransky.
Aye.
Alderman Meyer.
Aye.
Five ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Okay. I'm going to ask for a motion to adjourn from the Common Council.
I don't know that.
We don't have to do
motion.
That? All right, then let's go to item. Madam Clerk?
I wasn't sure if we made a motion.
You made the roll call. I'm glad I'm not alone enough. So, your name is saying.
All right. Item 17B, review and consideration of 7030 goal. You had two recommendations that came from both the Plan Commission and from the Community Development Authority, recommending that we stay with the citywide formula for 7030, which is on the board there, and that we not isolate a certain section like Franklin School District, but look at the entire city. And that would be a continuation of the 7030 goal. And then I think the other issue is to whether you accept Mr. Liberta's formula for continuing forward with the 7030 goal. It has been the number one issue in the city, so it's a big issue.
I agree. I think we should continue, and it should be the entire city, which is the important. We are a city, even though we have three school districts in it, but the importance is our boundary lines to achieve that goal.
Alderman Dandrian?
I think we've seen enough statistics that prove from municipality to municipality, it doesn't matter if it's Brookfield to Oak Creek to Franklin to Shoreline. They're in these round numbers. So, I mean, these numbers were designed, you know, and put together by many people, senior people, experienced people that were involved in city government. I don't think we should play with it. I think we should accept the 7030 rule and move forward with it.
Can I make a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
So moved and seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I've sat up here, sat in the audience on the 7030. It's, to me, it's just a couple numbers. Yeah, it has the goal. We're trying to get there. But I'd rather see us do something to get to that goal. We can keep reaffirming it year after year, but at some point, we should make something to make it happen. We'll put a little more teeth into it. So. What about a question?
We passed the Ryan Creek Interceptor.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing you can do for...
I called the question.
Oh, okay.
One question.
Question's been called and seconded. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Five ayes, no noes. I have a motion carries. On the main motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Seeing none. Five ayes, no noes. I have a motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Under discussion, Mark Liberta.
Only that your last agenda item was seeking two motions, and you made one of those. It, in your economic chapter 4 of your comp plan, does recommend that you adopt a methodology for calculating that. And I don't believe that was in the motion.
I sort of said Mr. Liberta's, but why don't you give us the motion and see if somebody will make that motion.
I believe it's raised as a motion to approve the methodology for calculating the 70-30 ratio as set forth in the memo by the Director of Administration dated June 12, 2013.
Is there a motion in effect?
I made that motion.
First, I have to
is there a second?
I'm appealing my motion to adjourn.
Okay. Is there a second?
Right.
Any further discussion?
Are we going to do something with the bid? No.
With the formula, just so my understanding is, we finally, through this motion, are agreeing that things like apartments are residential and not commercial.
Yes.
Okay. Just so everyone's clear, because that's been a bone of contention for many years. All right. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Is that five ayes or is this four and three quarter? Now is there, oh wait, we have the bid district. Alderman Wilhelm, did you?
No, it was Dan's item.
Okay.
That's my item?
Yeah. I thought this was a community effort.
Well,
economic development, let's go to it.
I'm on the board, but it's your territory. But if you want me to make.
Go ahead, I'll second it. Go ahead and make the motion.
I'll make the motion to, for the city of Franklin to.
We're going to allow
staff to work with the historic 41 bid district to explore.
To explore
the possibilities of the city's involvement or accepting this, I don't know.
About explore the extension, the possibility of extending the current historic 41 bid district.
Right, that sounds good.
Okay, is there a second?
Do you want a boundary?
Been moved and seconded.
Oh. Do we want a boundary? Do we want to?
He did.
Oh, do we have to set boundaries or no?
Okay, I would suggest not.
Okay.
Mr. Liberto.
We understand extending the district to mean creating one that fits within the statutes of the city of Franklin, and then joining in that partnership and association that they discussed.
Right. Correct. All right. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 We'll make it yet.
Those opposed? Five ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. A motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries.
It doesn't matter.